just one other way that we classify patients is by functional class. And you may be familiar with the New York Heart Association functional classification because it's used commonly in heart failure patients. And this is the same basic classification. And it's just a description of how short of breath or how symptomatic the patient is, really. So if they're functional class one, they don't have any symptoms. They have no limitations. They're doing great. Unfortunately, we have very few, if any, functional class one patients. Functional class two patients aren't short of breath with their normal activities, but if they try to exercise or climb more than two flights of stairs and get short of breath, they're functional class two. Functional class three patients are those patients who are short of breath with one flight of stairs or cooking, cleaning, bathing, those activities of daily living. The functional class four patients are the sickest patients. They may be short of breath at rest, and they may be having syncopal events. And it's important to note that it's not necessarily sequential, that a patient starts at one, two, three, four, and then they die. And patients tend to think that. So I always tell them, no, this is fluid. This is just describing your symptoms. So you might be functional class three for a while, go to two. You know, if you go to four, we got to do some more work, get you to a three or two, and so on.